You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker. Sir Yeatus had this article on his community tab. And when I took a look at it and actually read through it, the new marital agenda was the first thing that came to my mind. And I'm going to go into that when I finish with this article, which was published on the 28th of September. Quote, unquote, "I'm a proud, hot wife. My husband likes me sleeping with other men." Gentlemen, this right here is the proof that men have lost their self-respect in these modern times. Modern types of relationships are increasing in popularity, with polygamous and open relationships becoming less stigmatized. Notice, these are only relationship types that benefit who? Women. Now, this woman has her dual mating strategy on full display in real time. If this is a factual story, but the agenda is where I'm going to be focusing the majority of my thoughts. One woman on TikTok is now lifting the lid on her unique romance with her husband, which sees her have sex with other men, even though her spouse is faithful to her. Faithful by the barrel of the gun of the state. Rhea Nemitsky, who posts under @RheaSynced, whatever the fuck that's supposed to mean, calls herself a quote-unquote hot wife. And in one video, she describes the term as a woman who freely sleeps with men outside of her marriage with the full knowledge, understanding, and consent of her husband. Basically, a cuckold. She said, quote unquote, "The straight definition from the dictionary.com says a hot wife is a married woman who has sex outside of her marriage with the full knowledge and consent of her husband, who himself does not have relationships with other people." Wow. Just wow. How fucking sad of a man do you have to be to allow this? It says affairs, but it's not an affair. It's consensual from the husband. So it is not affair, or excuse me, unaffair. See, here we go. Twisting the words to remove accountability from themselves. Urban Dictionary says it's a woman who is allowed or encouraged by her husband to pursue sexual relationships with other individuals. And that's one more clearly, that one's more clearly correct. Hot wifing falls under the quote unquote swinging umbrella and is different to an open relationship because the husband does not have sex with others. Ray, 22, said in another video that her husband has quote unquote asked for over a year for her to start sleeping with other men, but at first she wasn't comfortable with the idea. Okay, if you weren't comfortable with the idea, why did you decide to do it? She explained, hot wifing is usually not chosen by the woman. It is by the man. So technically, it's the guy's kink or fantasy. I tried it because I knew it would make him happy, and that makes me happy. Where is Terrence, Pop, and Blake to say bullshit? The mom of one. Ah, yes. The mom of one with the living hostage, the child, and her husband have garnered their fair share of critics over their lifestyle choices. But Ray doesn't listen to what they have to say. In one video where she addresses those who claim her husband, quote unquote, can't give her what she needs, she fumed. My husband can give me everything I need. Let's just get that straight. He is the best lay I've ever had. It doesn't affect our relationship at all. We can go without it. It's just a fun thing that we can do. R.I.P. to any man's self-respect who would engage in this. But let's get back to the new marital agenda that they're trying to push. Married men must be submissive to their wives and allow them to do whatever they want under threat of the family court. No, gentlemen, no. Mm-mm. There is no way in hell any man with a shred of dignity and self-respect would allow this. I'm sorry. But let's look at the whole Will and Jada situation. What he's just come out and said. He's basically fallen on the sword. Whoever has bought them off and paid them is paying them very well to push this agenda. But luckily, us regular folks, us regular men who see this for what it is, aren't even getting married anymore. And I say, gentlemen, that is a good thing. And if you are a married man and your wife comes to you with this, your next action should be to pack your bags and walk out that damn door. Because at that point, your marriage is over. It's over and it cannot be salvaged. Sorry, it's just not going to happen. Let it go. But once again, we have to refer back to the living hostage, aka leverage, the children. I wonder if this woman actually started doing this after the kid was born. Who knows? Who cares? But gentlemen, all in all, your self-respect must be in the top of your priorities, whether you're in a relationship or not. That must be a non-negotiable term with any woman who you decide to engage with. Disrespect me once, out. There's the door. Get out. There are far many more women who will fall in line with your program. Now, I once again have to say this. This could be just a clout chase for this couple. But if there are other guys who are willing to come forward and say, yeah, this is true, then yeah, she shows that she has absolutely zero respect for her husband. If she respected him, she would have said, listen, I don't think I can do this. You might need to seek therapy because there might be a deeper issue. But oh, no, 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 no. If this is a true story, she decided to enact the dual mating strategy and made him think that it was his kink. Notice, he didn't say anything. She did all the talking. So we can pretty much put two and two together with this one. And the whole Will and Jada situation. Yeah, the new marriage is for men to be submissive to their wives and allow them to do anything that they want to do, while at the same time, they still be chained to the plantation. Fuck that noise. Gentlemen, your self-respect must come before even her, and I hate to be callous and say this, even before your own children. End of. But I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will go out. Feminism and all of these alternative relationship types that you're trying to force on men via social shaming and possibly, you know, the court of public opinion will go out right along with it, because more and more men are saying to hell with relationships all around. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.